Close your eyes. Focus. Listen to work getting done with Monday.com. Relax as AI does the manual work while your teams are aligned on a single source of truth. Feel the sensation of an AI work platform so flexible and intuitive, it feels like it was built just for you. Notice you're limitless. 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 Now open your eyes. Go to Monday.com. Start for free and finally, breathe.
The following program may contain mature subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I heard something at the beginning. What was viewer discretion advised? It got chopped off.
Mike, hear it one more time.
Now I can't hear it there.
Okay, hold on, because it's on the same fader as the music.
You know, we get that wonderfully produced opening, and then it just immediately slides back into what we really are. That's so much fun in the morning. What happened?
Because of how Rob drops out and brings back, and normally I hit him to bring him back into live, and I did not. That was on me.
Okay.
I know you want to help
him. The following program may contain mature subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
Does that guy sound creepy or what?
I feel like if I don't hear it, I just lose my my rhythm a little bit.
Oh, well, then let's take it from the top. Here we go.
The following program may contain mature subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It does contain a mature.
Listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, now we're doing it all.
You said you lost your rhythm. I wanted to get you back your mojo.
We have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi.
You got your groove back?
No, I just want you two to get together and figure it out. So when I come in here, we'll be good to go. That would be appreciated.
We'll do it just like last week.
You know, it's like, how did we do it last week?
I'm telling you, during the countdown, Rob leaves. That way he doesn't click. Then he comes back, and I just have to press the add the studio button. And instead, I was loading some photos, and I missed the add the studio button.
Okay. All right. I just, you know, I mean, I only you act like you're frustrated with me.
No, not at all.
I'm just kind of like figuring out what's going on. And I love that opening and that you put together with the graphics that go along with the music. And by the way, here is a tease for this week. I can't narrow down the day that it's going to happen.
Right.
But based on baseball intros and a particular baseball intro that is played continuously down here in Little League games, I'm going to tell you that I have an idea. That I really, really hope that requires a little more time on my part to narrow it down.
Is it like a walk-up song?
Isn't what we do a walk-up song, really, when you think about it?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Like a different,
here, the popular song with the kids is an artist named Forrest Frank.
And which can you give me a gist of what? Because there's one down here that I hear the time.
He's got a Lemonade song. He's got like a jump song.
I'll give you the
happy, positive, like hip hop.
I will give you the because I think the one that I hear all the time is an oldie.
Okay.
And I will give you. I can probably give you the sound of it because it's a horn of some kind, like a trumpet.
Right.
And what I hear is.
Okay.
And then Carla said. You should do a thing with that. And I said, yeah. And I said, now, if I give it away, then people are going to
do it before me. Leave it.
Don't touch that. Don't do it, please.
You can't touch this.
I can't. And he's back on TV, by the way.
I know. Thank God.
Right? I mean,
you notice how things went to crap when he was away?
Somebody said, Greg Klein said, fun Monday already. I can't help it. God damn it. I just want it to start the right way. That's all. But is it really Timmy Trumpet?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it really?
He's the guy that does some of like the walk-up songs for like, there's a closer, I think, in New York that uses him and stuff.
Okay.
So it's probably Timmy Trumpet.
All right. So,
Mike, it's actually Timothy Trumpet is
Timmy,
his given name.
Have you ever heard of Timmy Trumpet?
I have not, but you've intrigued me.
Well, his name would be Timothy Smith. But Timothy Trumpet's way better name.
But that's not it. It's a variation on that. And as soon as I heard it, I said, this is great. Isn't this great? So now over the weekend, the guys go kind of crazy. It's like they're free of this. I don't pay a lot of attention to social during the week, but occasionally I will pop it on. And I noticed that there was something I guess Josh has done in the past that he's doing now. And I suddenly said, this is the
this it, Josh?
No. No.
That's Timmy Trumpet's biggest hit, by the way.
Getting right. back to the whole...
No, isn't it great when Mike monitors our socials?
I love it. It makes me feel like 1984.
This is... it's not that I monitor your socials.
No,
it's just something how pops up on my feed, and I said, this is something I would really... I liked the price point. I liked the style, and it was poker. And I didn't realize that Josh ran a poker game, an illegal riverboat poker game.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So during the pandemic and the lockdowns and everything, everyone was stuck in their house. So me and some buddies started playing poker online. And there's an app on your phone that makes it really easy to play with friends.
Oh, that's cool.
But we would just then use PayPal and Venmo, and everyone tossed $20 in. And then do a poker tournament for that night, and winner gets it all.
Oh my God!
So
like
is
a
it
tournament,
like what,
so you wouldn't get the pot. You would just get
you throw $20 in. Winner gets everything at the end.
So and you base that on winning hands. Is that how it's done?
Yeah, everyone gets the same number of chips to start.
Okay,
and then
whoever has the most chips, like a World Series of poker.
You play until you knock someone out, or you split the pot.
So it's like the blackjack tournament we did on the boat.
Yeah, but with poker.
Except it's poker. Now, you see, I saw it, and I was all in, but I have never played Hold'em proper, and I know there's, like, finesse and ways to do it. It's like a weird deal.
I think it's actually easier than regular poker.
I just don't want to look stupid.
Well, you have limited, you know, you've got the dealer... Is and by the way, is that a robot dealer that we use? Do we get a robot dealer?
No, it's just a computer app.
That's even better. And so you get you get your two cards,
right?
And then and then they on the flop.
There's
right?
three.
The three cards come out, and then the
then there's a fourth, and then one down.
No, well, it's a name for it. What's the
river?
River.
Well, the river's the last card.
The river's the last one.
So you get a total.
I don't know the terms. I just play.
Oh, well, then I guess
you run the poker game,
I don't
bud.
Know. Yeah, I go into the app. I say start tournament. Here's our set points. Here's the link, and I send it out to everyone who paid.
I am so all in. When are you thinking about doing the first one?
I mean, we could do it anytime. I'm free. What I love about it,
Mike, is hoping you would say 9 a.m. Eastern.
You don't. It's just an app. It's just an app on your phone.
Yeah.
So many times I've played, like, you know, while watching TV or a movie.
And you can play,
something.
You don't have to play with buddies. You can play with anybody, right?
You can play with anyone. So I would download the app Poker. It's got like four R's.
Fun.
But if you just search Poker.
That would be Poker.
Yeah, Poker.
Well, Mike, I love when you playing. Do your Catwoman.
You can play free games in there to get a handle of the app. And then we can play, well, I don't know, we can do it like a Friday night or Saturday night or something.
All right, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. That would be, I just got intrigued by that. And, you know, it's something cool to do.
During the pandemic, I had probably a year straight where every Saturday night there were 10 of us on this app playing.
Oh, that's a nice pot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice little start.
That's
Did you win more than you lost?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, that's
The flop, more. The turn, and the river. Thank you, Jimp, 1439. And by the way, more and more people coming to visit us on the YouTube chat group, and we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Fantastic. Thank you for sharing your comments. It's a big part of the show now. The video channel, just go to YouTube and type in Mike O'Mara, and you'll get us, and we'd love to have you.
If you want to remember the rules, Mike, it's the same process of me going tubing in the river. It's flop, turn, river.
Yes, and then at the end of the day, a horrible sunburn.
Yeah, horrible sunburn, and also leeches.
Yeah, leeches. Just like they, you and I would get that joke, but then nobody else would. I was going to say leeches like the African queen.
I'll make Josh watch it on his.
Would you agree that as far as leeches go, Rob, even as old a movie as that is,
that's the best leech scene ever.
The best leech scene ever in film.
Yeah, 100%.
And it was because of the acting skill of Humphrey Bogart.
Because he wasn't, you know what? You can draw sort of a line, although it's a comedic line, from that to Indiana Jones and Snakes. Because it's the only thing that scares Bogart in the whole movie, and it's something organic.
Leeches.
We should remake that movie. Yeah. I'll play the Robert Morley part. The crazy preacher.
Robert Morley was not a sea captain. He was a preacher that was in Africa.
What he might have been like brothers with Katharine Hepburn in the movie. She was associated with him.
Okay. So she originates at this missionary outpost.
She has a missionary position. And it
by the way, folks, if you're not tracking with us right now, it is truly, if you were to take a film history course, this would probably be required viewing. One of the great movies directed by John Huston of all time.
And it's in color, Josh.
And it is in color. And it's, the thing about that was great about movies like The African Queen, if I can do a Hicks Nicks for a second here, is...
Love it. And you're always welcome to come on. If we did African Queen, would you panel with us?
100%. 100%. It would be an excuse for me to go back and watch it again. Here it is. This was long shots and like the boat going up the river from a distance. Horrible, dated. Just it looks like you're just taking a look at a toy floating on the river. But when you would see the the backlot stuff, and you would see the acting. It was just, the acting was great. Really spectacular.
I think if you were to look at it again, you would find the effects, which were mostly practical, and I think they did some location shooting. I'd have to research it.
I think they did do location shooting, but a lot of the real, in the weeds stuff was on
the backlot. Oh, well, that's studio stuff. Right.
These still photos look like they shot it on the Jungle Cruise at Disney World.
Share this some of those?
There's no picture specific that stands out. Just very close up.
Let's
shots.
Take a look. But it might jog some memories in some of our 25-year-olds. No, it won't. But John Huston was a big one for going on location and putting his
Nepo
actors
baby, and also father of Angelica Huston.
Right, he was a Nepo. John Huston was a Nepo.
Yeah, his father was Walter Huston.
Okay.
One of the biggest stars of the 30s and 40s. He directed him in Sierra Madre.
Just click on any of those to see a large version of...
There we go.
Okay. Well, not really. But...
And that really is Katharine Hepburn at her most bonable.
That is so gross.
So the African Queen was the boat, not an actual person.
Yeah, the African Queen was the boat.
What, you thought we were talking about Little Richard? No, it's a boat.
I thought we were talking about a queen in Africa.
No.
That is so racist, what you just said. That is so racist.
No, I just moved
right past. It's just a joke.
So check it out. I don't know how we got talking about the African queen. Now,
Leeches is how. And someone brought up leeches in Stand By Me. Also great.
Leeches.
Oh, I hate the leeches.
So I thought that maybe that was a side hustle for Josh, because he's always doing side hustles. As I think everybody.
I'm not that good.
Everybody is, looking for different things. And then, so you intrigued me and moved to the front of the food chain today when you mentioned a new business that you and your wife are starting. Because everybody's looking for side hustles.
We did. Yeah. Everyone's looking for side hustles. And we did.
Are we allowed to guess?
Sure.
Can we guess what it is? Does it have anything to do with massage?
No, I can't.
Mike, do you have a guess?
OnlyFans.
No.
Right. Is it jams and jellies?
Nope, already tried it. Not worth it.
Okay, let me see. Wait, it's you, it's your wife, It's something that's related to assisting people with Disney.
It is not.
That's a good guess.
All right.
Is it like something to do with prayer, where you cash in on the Bible?
It is not.
Okay. Like the Righteous Gemstones or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Then I give up. Is it something to do with electronics? Because you're very handy with that.
It has to do with the internet.
Okay.
Well, of course. So in this day and age.
So Kelly and I did a bunch of research, and Kelly used to own a boutique store selling clothing. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing a lot of research on
selling
what side business to go. Clothing. Clothes
Come
that
on.
You wear.
Come on. Come on. If you're talking about
garments,
your business, just try it. No, just garments. Try it. Just try it. Clothes. Come on.
Clothing.
How about this?
Is that what you want? You want the G? Clothing.
That's my favorite part of the show right there. Yeah. Clothing gear.
What about if you have a clo, okay? A mystical thing called a clo. And you want to describe
it as a clo thing. We're done doing it. He can't.
I can't
improve upon that, what he just did. So
I suppose you're right.
That's kind of a rule that you ought to live by, right? Don't think you need to finish it. You know, it was right there. It worked really, really well. You don't need to one up it. That's a rule
Mike
of thumb.
In wasn't the trying seat, to one up.
Like your father, God rest his soul, used to say the quiet game sometimes.
Right.
Right. Really. Right. Really, really good.
By the way, I'm writing his eulogy, and that comes up.
The quiet game.
Yes, it does.
It's lovely. That is lovely. So back to
so
clothing.
We have started a clothing resale company online where we are flipping clothes online. So we went out this weekend to a Goodwill outlet store.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what Goodwill is. Do you know what a Goodwill outlet is?
Is that cheaper than regular Goodwill?
It is, because you have to go and you have to dig through these bins.
Oh, so it's not pre-organized?
No, it is everything. Like, it sits in Goodwill for a few weeks, and then they remove it from Goodwill, and it goes to these bins.
Oh, so this is not pre-Goodwill. This is the cast-offs. Oh.
Yes, this is the cast-offs. Anyway, you dig Poo-tinky. Through this.
Stink
you dig
bugs.
Through them. Yes.
Yeah.
You dig through them, and you got to fill up your cart. And then when
and
you fill up your
and
cart.
And it's free?
No. You pay by the pound. You
pay
like by,
food.
You pay,
like
you pay,
food in a cafeteria.
Yeah, you pay
exactly,
$2 a pound.
Like a so what, salad bar.
So what Kelly and I did is we went here and we dug through the bins and you look for, you know, brand names or clothes that are in really nice condition that we think we can flip. And we spent $200. We made actually two trips to the store, spent a total of $200 on the two trips. Filled
How many
up
pounds
three,
of clothes is that?
Three, I don't know, 100 pounds, $2 a pound. We
and
filled
then you
up
put
three,
it online?
Three shopping carts. And we got 140 pieces of clothing.
Okay.
And we put them all online last night.
Right.
And it's been 12 hours since I listed the first thing online. We've already made $60.
Like profit?
Total. Like we already total. Invested 20. Now we've got 60 profit. So we're 140 negative at the moment.
Oh,
but
so
we're 12
you're catching
hours
up.
In. We're catching
okay.
up.
And you think there's potential for this then?
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of potential.
Isn't there like, is it Poshmark that does that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
We
there is
on,
a big service.
Yeah, we're on, I put it all on Poshmark and Depop and
I
eBay.
Think this
oh,
is
that's so cool.
And
I
there's
think that's
lots
cool.
of people. If you look online, there's people who are quitting their day jobs because they're making six figure doing this.
Yeah, please don't quit.
I'm not
now, is that a dig, do you think,
one.
From I Am Always John, who says, so Goodwill is for people who can't afford to shop at retail stores, right? Is that a ball buster right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it is a ball
is
buster.
Is that ball busting right
for
there?
For people that are less fortunate. Way to
but
go,
I don't
John.
Think it is
good
anymore.
Target.
When you go to Goodwill, it's not poor people
I
shopping.
Love the comments, though, because they're all subject to interpretation. People don't value their time from
it
Barrett.
Depends how much is your time worth.
Yeah.
Like,
so what does that mean, though? What does he mean by people don't value their time?
That I'm not that I'm wasting my time for money. Not if it turns into a six-figure side hustle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've invested.
All right.
I told Kelly, I said, watch, I'll bring this to the show because Mike will be intrigued because it's a money-making thing.
Yeah.
But all the people in the – all the listeners are going to hate on it because it's
That's
what they
true.
Do.
That's true.
So
you
know,
right.
See, that's where Josh is super savvy. He knows – he anticipates that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I bought – what 150 pieces of clothing for like $1.25 a piece. I've sold 3 pieces of clothing so far and made $60.
Okay, and so
what about the shipping? How do you handle
the
shipping?
No, the shipping is extra. The buyer pays the shipping as well.
Good. Okay. Good. And clothes are easy to ship because you can put them in envelopes.
And here's the deal. It's taking advantage of millennials because millennials are very much into vintage stuff now. They're very much into, like, they don't want to waste and buy new clothes. Part of it makes me feel bad for us as a society when I see the amount of wasted clothes.
I love people in the economy and what we're all dealing with right now. You know how much I love stuff like this. I always find it fascinating. I really do.
Total, I've invested maybe with driving there, shopping, coming back, putting it all online, maybe 8 hours invested so far.
Okay. All right. And so, fun, kind of.
And
right? Fun.
Yeah. The beauty of this kind of hustle, because, you know, I love to resell stuff too, is that once you've listed it, it's listed.
Right.
You don't have to keep listing it. Exactly. So, I mean, every moment you put in is a good invested moment. And I've got, you know, it's funny. This is going to inspire me. I've got to get back on Facebook Marketplace. I've got a lot of junk to get rid of.
Yeah.
And it's like free money. It's great.
Well, I figure with the math.
I wish you would hold your breath.
I picked up 150 pieces of clothing. It'll take me nine pieces of clothing to sell to make the money back. And then the rest is profit.
You're such a jerk. Why are you doing this?
I'm just having fun. I'm sorry. I can't help
it. I'm glad you are.
I'm sorry.
No. It's you know, I've done Facebook Marketplace before. And it's, you know,
I had a busy
couple of months. Well, you see, but Facebook Marketplace is great because you can make the rules. Because there's no shipping. Because you make them come to your house. You meet them in your driveway. You don't let them in. And you say, cash only. And they'll
say people came to play today and I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying my own show. That's egotistical, but
no,
I'm just
not.
Sitting here
it's
watching
not.
People do this between so, Rob's
yeah,
saying,
people asking about
Rob's comment today was I think I'll think about doing that again. That's not
what I said. I said he inspired me to do it again.
I've always thought with your love of like retail and grocery stores and the thing that you would be more of a active person, you know, online because you like stuff and you like you like horse trading and you love grifting, you know, and I would think you would be, you know. Diving in on something like this.
Caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware.
Buyer beware. What does that mean?
It's not a grift if they want the deal. If they agree to the deal, it's solid as a rock. It's not putting a price tag on a mirror over the crack, which I've seen my uncle do. That's grifting. But if you're honest, it's just, you know, moving merchandise from place to place.
I mean, it's what we all do. I think that it, and by the way, the price points you're talking about are offering people something that might be really nice that they wouldn't be able to afford in real time. Yeah. So I think
and I'm a competitive person. So I like the competition with Kelly on who finds the stuff that makes the most money.
Has your brother Matthew tried to buy anything yet?
Not yet.
Is there anything that really, because you're talking about the stuff that stays at Goodwill that they can't move, and then they call, what's it called, Goodwill Outlet?
Yeah. Goodwill Outlets.
And then you're talking about going through the bins.
Yeah.
As far as the, was there any particular find that you got that was like really special?
Anything you wanted to keep?
No, because it's not my size or anything.
But I'm sure there are things your size.
We found some neat stuff. And what I do is take a picture of it. AI scans it, tells me everything about it, writes the listing for me. So that way, and it tells me what price it should be priced at.
Wow.
And I have it all set to like, I want to flip it fast. So right now, I've sold 2 pieces of clothing. Kelly has sold one.
What clothing pieces have you sold?
I sold a...
Are you looking at the comments, Rob?
Well, I'm not...
How much did the stolen pill crusher make you, Rob?
Yeah, it was enough to buy a pistol.
Did you sell that?
In the nose. No, I did not.
Oh, you took it down.
He mailed it back to Miami because of the listeners.
He had to. Did you really?
Yes.
You, No, no, he's
no, he didn't do that.
Stop it. Come on. Be honest.
No,
honestly, I think I threw it away. That's what I think I did, because I don't think I have it on the shelf anymore. No. No,
oh, you know what? That kid from Big Hospital, go ahead and sell it.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
You're like the kid who the cop's showing up, so he's throwing all his drugs out the window. Getting rid of that.
That's exactly what it's like.
Everybody on this show, we could all use every little bit that we do. That's the reality, that I don't have any problem living in that reality. And that's why I love it when people are doing different stuff. I'm fascinated by it. It shows up on my feed all the time with all these different people. Now I'm on some kind of algorithm that's giving me, stock recommendations, which is a grift.
Oh, start today with $20.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Yeah, I
hate
it.
Yeah,
it's
just a hawk to get their stock prices up. That's all it is.
But go ahead. I'll keep you updated, but I'll tell you right now, I sold a Nike Team Brazil soccer uniform jersey that I bought for $1.25.
Why would that?
What did he sell it for? Come on.
What? I sold it for $22.
Wow.
And plus they paid shipping. After the fees to the marketplace, I made $17 off of that.
Not bad.
There it is. That's exciting. That's really, really exciting.
This morning sold a Santa Claus t-shirt. And I made $14 profit.
Ho, ho, ho.
It was the classic Coca-Cola Santa. So I said, someone's going to want this.
And this is decent stuff.
Yeah. And it's right. 12. I've had this stuff online for 12 hours.
Okay. Very good.
When you get it at the outlet, is it laundered?
Is
it clean? Can you just pretty much go from there to there?
If it's coming from Goodwill, they would have to, right? Don't they launder?
I would think. Yeah.
I don't think so. We make sure that we launder it as soon as it comes in the home.
Launder it, not laundry it. Launder it. It's speaking proper English.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Launder it.
It goes straight into the machine with hot water when it comes.
Yes. And so if you before you put it up for sale, you have to what it.
Wash, dry, clean, fold.
I know he's feeling better, Rob. That's fun.
Did you see anything at the outlet that you picked up that just made you shake your head? And also, are you only doing clothes?
So far, only clothes. I look
at
the other
shoes?
Stuff. I've looked at shoes twice. I found some nice shoes, but I could only find one side. Left shoe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Hi, my name is Hoppy, and I have a question about your business.
No, I see they've got furniture listed for like $5.
GK Design says, so AI writes the listing for selling clothing.
Yes.
Oh, it's a fun Monday, folks. Yeah. It is a fun.
I'll update you. I feel good about this one's going to work out really well.
What's your pick to click right now of all the stuff you've listed? What's your favorite item that's still available?
I don't have a favorite item.
Brazilian Santa soccer jersey.
No,
I don't. With one shoe.
Items. There's a lot of stuff.
Any
up there.
Hats?
I did not touch. I did not go into the hats.
Let me ask this question:
it's all like 20-year-olds there doing it. There's so many people doing the same thing.
Yeah,
Julius Cruz.
Everyone's got different things they're looking for, so there's no fighting over the clothes.
When Julia goes on a road trip, when she's in an area she's not familiar with, she will designate her stops like someone might designate a stop at Bucky's. She'll designate a stop at a thrift store because she loves it. And all of her friends love it. It's big in the artistic community, and Richmond has a great artistic community. So, I mean, Julia will come up. She came up the other day, and she was wearing a hoodie that had the logo for the Mel Brooks Broadway show, The Producers, on it. It was a nice black hoodie that, you know.
Oh, you must have gone out of your mind. That's your favorite musical.
And so it was at the merch stand. I remember when we went, it was like $75. I said, how much did you get that for? She says, like $3. I mean, I'd pay $3 for any hoodie. So the deals are out there.
That is cool. Now, can you do the same thing with the regular Goodwill and just markup?
You pay more at the beginning. So for now, we're starting with the bins, and we'll see where it goes.
And where is the Goodwill outlet located? Is it next to the regular Goodwill, or is it in the back of the regular Goodwill store?
I don't know. It's its own Goodwill store in Jackson.
The one I know, the famous one, is on Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles.
Oh, now you say you make a joke, but I would tell you that when you're down here, the big thing down here is consignment stores where they take the throwaways from the Richie Riches and they sell it for practically the same amount of money, which is, you know, a thrift store.
Yeah, and that's what my cleaning lady did. Mm-hmm. She took all my stuff research. And sold it.
Apparently, Ocala, Florida, Ocala? Has a great Ocala has a great outlet where you're getting a lot of nice stuff there. It seems like if you go in the richer counties, you get nicer stuff.
Yeah,
because people just give stuff away.
That's the way well, congratulations on your
Josh,
new venture.
That's really cool.
I wish you nothing but the success. Oh, I ask you a technical question?
Yes.
My light, right? My one light that I, you know how I kind of look ghostly today a little bit, just a little bit like I'm kind of fluorescent. So this light that I thought was kaput is now just looking at me and it's flashing off, 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 off. Does that mean that little battery pack that I use on this light has to charge up? Is that what it is? Maybe
I have no
idea. That it was not plugged in properly.
Are you getting light?
No.
From it?
No, he's saying
it's
the
just
back
off,
of it. The
but it's only
just flashing, and I can't turn it on. That's what I'm saying. Just out of
I would, you know, I would check bulb. The connection. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You're both talking to the same. I'm asking. You know, go ahead.
It could be connection, or it could be a bad bulb. I don't know. Okay. Call the guy that installed it.
All right. Okay. All right. No. All right. All right. All right.
I'm not sure, but if
thanks.
You need...
Thanks,
no,
stinky
I'm just,
soccer
here's
shirt.
Here's the easy answer. If...
go.
If you need,
this,
if you need extra light in your office,
shirt smells like ribs.
But hey, you're gross.
This soccer shirt smells like baby back ribs. Yeah. Okay.
Many times, those big complicated lights you have, it might be easier just to replace it.
This is not an expensive one.
Okay.
This didn't come from that guy, so don't.
Oh,
don't,
okay.
Don't
oh, is it a ring light?
No. It's not even a ring.
Just a light.
It's I think I stole this from my bride, and it's not super expensive, but it's also not crap. So I just I'm curious.
Do you think there's would be interest in that light on the secondary market?
No, I don't think electronics would do well.
You know, I
but
think
it might
in
be a
terms I think in terms of you know, retail in because this studio that I broadcast from is somewhat of a has been in the past somewhat of a warehousey little thing, and I've got I have got an absolute S ton, not really, maybe 30, maybe 20 of the Don't Get Happy hats that we are going to have a sale, and the summer hats as they're coming up. I call them the beach hats.
Yeah,
with the TMOS logo. We're going to have them a big sale on those coming up. So be aware of that. That'll be happening. And I love the handmade hats that I have.
You really got to go to the store because we have new merch with our new look as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the poker app earlier.
Yes.
Started with. Maybe we make that a cocktail hour. Or maybe we hop on here and play along.
I'd love to. I would love to.
That's how we'll do that.
I want to do that sooner than later. I love that. I've got a. How about we do it a week from, not this weekend, but the following weekend we do it.
Yeah.
You want to do it then?
Yeah, this weekend's Mother's Day, so the weekend after.
Let's do it the weekend after Mother's Day.
So that would be the
16th? And we'll put it together. We'll put it together and have a poker party. Mm-hmm. That'll be really. How many?
And we all have to wear hats.
The max is like 1,000 people or something. Because it divides you up into tables of like 8 people, and then you whittle down.
Oh, so it's like a real world series of poker.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. I want to.
Do you
want to
be at my Mike? Do you want to be at my table?
No.
I knew the
because
answer
you, because
before
you mess up. You when we played poker back in the day, Rob and I have done everything together. I mean everything.
Yeah.
OnlyFans, porn.
Yeah.
We've done. But when we played poker back in the day, Rob would bring his little family, you know, rules that were confusing, and we got on him about it because it was something like, oh,
they're
no,
not
that's,
that they're that, not
no,
confusing
no,
to
it's
bright
like,
people.
It's not that game. It's you gotta. There's a variation on Hold'em that's called blow the hippo, and you can you know you come in and do it. That what was one of the games that you?
Oh,
you
we
have
had lots
to
of. There was five card butch. There was. Well, then there's classics
five
like Chicago
butch, five
or Dr. Pepper.
Five card butch was just exclusively
Dr. Pepper or baseball.
Okay. There
yeah.
it is. Yeah.
Five Card Butch was a variant on, it was not a high-low game. That was the problem with it. It was different that way.
And Five Card Butch was one of the family members would get on all fours, and each card would be put between his butt cheeks, and you'd
now,
take your
you
card out that
way. Why do you say that? That's not true.
Five Card Butch. cards in his ass, and then you...
Well, no, Mike, you've just went from bad to worse. First, it was just in the cleft. Now it's in the ass.
Not the bad part.
Well, I should hope not.
It's too wide. If you could get a card in there.
I do have a deck of cards that are brown, I think.
If you folded it with that.
Yes, so
Bruins Rule says he plays poker at Jimmy's. I ran that at my bar, too. No, yeah. Thank you. Decidedly,
here's my deck
no
of brown you. Cards, Mike.
You know what? By the way, I'd like to ask Jimmy about this when we talk to Jimmy again, but poker at a bar, you know what we called that?
What?
We called that at my bar drink water night. What a waste of time that was for
he's
me.
He's done, you know what? He's done some casino nights that are pretty cool, though, when it's a charity thing.
But there's no way a poker night's making you money.
No.
They might be drinking. They're not buying any food.
No,
they don't really. That the joke I was
making
was that
they would drink a whole lot. Yeah,
they didn't drink and they didn't
because they want to focus. Yeah,
that's pretty much.
And those that drink tend to spill on the table.
Well, no, it was just really not a raucous, rowdy.
Yeah.
Smoke cigars, drink whiskey. It was not that kind of night.
Right.
It was more like water drinkers and, answer me these questions three. That's the kind of night it was.
See you're showing a seven.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Stevie trivia night.
Yeah. And by the way, what are his casino nights? Those are charity functions.
They are charity.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I'm talking about a regular. This is
a regular poker night.
Promotion night. You know.
Okay.
So I understand. Rob's very protective of Jimmy's because he eats and drinks for free there. So we have to make sure that we don't say I'm not slamming Jimmy's. I know because I was a bar owner.
Yeah, I know that.
That's what I was doing.
No.
So it's wonderful.
Rob's planning an event at Jimmy's.
Yeah, you've got the memorial
exactly
for your
right.
dad that's coming up at Jimmy's on Father's Day weekend.
June 20th.
June 20th.
I think it's 2 o'clock, and we'd love to see all of you there that love my father.
Okay, that's awesome. We will
take
a break when we – what's that?
I said see you there.
Me?
Yeah, you.
That's horrible.
He's really being a dick today.
That's really, really horrible.
What if we could get you a secondhand T-shirt with Santa Claus on it? Would you come?
Yes.
No. I mean, look, we all there's nothing wrong with Zoom
or a prepared statement to be read by someone on site.
Or it's 2026.
This is not.
You can
this
send
is
a
like
video.
Going back to when I would sign autographs and give them away on people's birthdays. Oh my God! You know you know though, because he'd appreciate it. I'm thinking of you've got you're writing the eulogy. Perhaps I could do an HBS thing. Now I'm completely uncomfortable. I am very.
It doesn't show.
Thanks. All right, we'll be right back after this, asses.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for university, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's football team? Or raise funds for a small business, a charity, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now. Who could use your help? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This is a Monday.com ad. The same Monday.com designed for every team. The same Monday.com with built-in AI, scaling your work from day one. The same Monday.com with an easy and intuitive setup. Go to Monday.com and try it for free.
Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second-guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Josh. I
hello,
have it.
Hello. Good. I'm Frankenstein. Frankenstein.
Where'd the light go?
That's good. Now you look like Colin Clive. That's an even older reference than the African Queen.
You know, it's weird. I have to say that just because I have to get it out. I have to share please. This. I don't remember an incarnation of my career, of my show, where Mondays, where I look forward to coming in on Mondays. That is now different. That's all I have to say.
That's
I like coming
sweet.
In on Mondays.
Thank you.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. It's fun, and then nothing has changed my mind
for,
about
for many
the way
months,
we started.
To just tack onto that, for many months, it's always the favorite hour of my day. So thank you, guys. It's
fun. It's great. It's fun, and thank you for our listeners and the people participating. That makes that happen, too. We appreciate that. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani was in critical but stable condition in a Florida hospital Sunday night. That's according to his spokesman, Ted Goodman. Ted Goodman,
please tell me you have a quote from Ted Goodman.
Okay, backstory, because we've been doing the podcast a long time. We had a general manager named Alan Goodman. And anybody that's a longtime listener remembers the impression I used to do of that. So there
that's
it is.
Right. Okay.
His spokesman did not offer any details about what led to the hospitalization of the 81-year-old Giuliani, who previously served as President Donald Trump's personal lawyer. Here's the quote. Mayor Giuliani is a fighter who has faced every challenge in his life with unwavering strength. He's fighting with that same level of strength as we speak, Goodman said in a statement. We do ask that you join us in prayer for America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani.
Hey, Mr. Goodman.
Hello, Rob. How are you? Hello, Rob.
Do you think that if Rudy gets better, that will make people feel good?
MPFG. Make people feel good. I'm Alan Goodman. And I approve of this message. Thank
Hooray
you.
For Alan Goodman.
Does anyone have any latest on Giuliani? Because I haven't heard anything about what happened to him. He's 81, but I mean, in this day and age, I don't
but
know what.
He looks enough like a vampire that I always thought he'd live forever.
On his previous podcast that he did, apparently there was some issue with his voice and coughing and that type of thing. So this might be respiratory.
Doesn't he do a podcast where you eat hot wings? Is that Rudy
no,
Giuliani?
It's not his. It's
oh, okay,
not his.
Sorry.
He's the guy that goes on and goes, a jalapeno.
I love that show.
That guy is fantastic. If you filled up your tank this weekend, chances are you did a double take at the gas pump. Or maybe it was a spit take if you were enjoying some gourmet gas station coffee. According to AAA, the national average gas price yesterday was $4.44. That's the national average.
Wow.
That's for regular. That's up more than 30 cents from last week and up about $1.30 from last year at this time. It's also at an all-time record price for May. Will we set a new record? It's hard to say, but prices are climbing fast. The highest average price ever was set in June of 2022 in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Back then, the price hit $5.01. a gallon. This time around, the price is soaring due to the Iran war. On Friday, President Trump acknowledged that everyday Americans are really feeling it in their wallets, at least for gas. He said gasoline is high. Other prices are way down. No, they're not.
Nothing's down. Nothing.
But gasoline's high. Come on. Yeah. Stop it. You can't.
Well, I know that you were.
That's the wall. Everybody's wanted to know where's the wall with Trump. The wall is lying about prices. You can't get it because people aren't going to tolerate that. They're not. They're not going to tolerate say everything else is down. It's not true. So you can't lie your way out of that.
That's true. At least at least diesel is cheap.
Is it really?
No.
It's ridiculous, right?
It's redonkulous.
I enjoy driving past gas stations.
Yeah, because you got the Tesla.
Looking at that price.
I enjoy driving past gas stations with my car full of old clothes.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy promised, quote, immediate relief once the war is over. But it's unclear when that will be.
I can't wait.
I know when it'll be.
When?
Right before the midterms.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try to play it and try to get it. Oh,
I think
we
are so right about that. I think it's all one big racket. Have you heard of Gen Z being called the Christopher Columbus generation? Have either one of you heard that term?
I have not.
I know. I thought they don't like Christopher Columbus.
It's because they keep discovering things that already existed. That's why they call them the Christopher Columbus generation.
That's funny.
The newest one is silent walking, which is just walking without your phone. And quiet quitting is a big thing nowadays, but they didn't discover it. That, of course, is doing the minimum work. And people have been doing it for years. They also just discovered Coke floats, which have been around since the 1800s.
Unreal.
But to be fair, every generation repackages old ideas. Millennials had life hacks and adulting, and Gen X had slacker culture. The difference now is TikTok blasts these trends everywhere instantly. One expert summed it up nicely, saying Gen Z isn't inventing things. They're just making them their own. And every generation does that. Come on.
My buddy Brad, you've met him, and we've talked about him on the show. He was talking to his son the other day, and his son is a musician and makes a lot of songs, and he's pretty good on Spotify and all that stuff. But he said, Dad, I was listening to Michael Jackson because of the movie, and it also recommended Prince. Did you know Prince was really good?
That's funny.
And Brad's Prince is very good.
But I mean, that's the whole generational thing. Yeah. That's the way it goes. I have been, this new incarnation and this most recent incarnation of Charlize Theron, just everything. I'm all about her. I think she's so much fun.
Have you watched Apex again?
I've not watched it a second time. I love her. And I love her attitude. And she's making the transition from she's still stunning and she's still supermodel good looking, but she's also transitioning into that ballsy kind of Elaine Stritch broad with the bad language and everything. I love these stories that come up.
As you get older, do you find yourself more attracted to older women?
Yes. Yeah,
me 100%.
Too. I don't think that's unusual. She says her latest thing, because she's promoting the movie, she's doing a lot of interviews, and she says her latest thing, like a lot of celebrities said, her children aren't going to be coddled just because their mother is rich and famous. Charlize has two adopted daughters, 12 and 9, and she says their first cars will be Datsuns because, quote,
Do they even build them anymore?
She says, you're going to crash it. You're going to F it up somehow. You're a new driver. They're also going to have to support themselves eventually. Quote, they need to get a job that pays them because I don't want to support them for the rest of life.
That's great. True.
That's the way a lot of parents feel.
Yeah.
Charlize adopted her girls as a single mom, and that's very purposely how she is raising them. Here's her quote. I love that I don't have to run every effing thing by a guy.
It'd be great. Makes
the did you see? We played the video of her in Times Square, which was climbing the rock wall. Did we play?
No,
that
we talked
on this
about
show?
It. We did not play the video.
It was
we did
spectacular.
Discuss it.
She's just a lot of fun, and the movie's fun. I wouldn't call it a tour de force, but it is definitely a fun movie.
It says here her two kids are named Sharon and Karen.
Sharon Theron.
Yes,
Karen
Theron. Or Karan Theron.
And And by the way, if you adopted a woman's name instead of the surname of a man,
yes,
and you married the president's son, then it would be Karen Baron-Theron. Let me play the thing again. Thank you. Olivia Wilde was caught not looking her best during a red carpet interview recently, and the internet wasn't kind. I don't know why. How could she not look her best? She's beautiful.
She is.
Some people thought she looked sickly and thin. Well, I thought that she looks thin a lot because she is thin. The others went so far as to say she looked like Gollum.
Oh, that's
from the Lord of the Rings.
That's
we have
severe.
To find a picture now. Now I didn't realize this, Josh. I would have given you a heads up. Olivia would like you to know that she's fine. She says, quote, listen, that is a fisheye lens. I admit, is that my best angle? Was that my best ever look? No. I don't know why I was so close to the camera. I didn't need to be. She adds, quote, I'm not dead. And she, you know, it's funny, there's two women in the news today who I like a lot.
Yeah,
I like the work they do. And, you know, I like them both. I like Charlize Theron and Olivia Wilde. And I'd love to have them on the show sometime. It would be
at the same time.
Why not? Same show. Go for it. But I'm dying to see what a fisheye lens would, you know, make it.
I think it would probably accentuate. It would accentuate the nose, wouldn't it?
Well, this is it.
My precious. Okay, I get it. It's
not much of a Gollum look.
No, not at all. She's thin. She's thin, but she's cut. Look at her arms. She's muscular. She's in shape is what she is.
You know what she is, Mike? She's a knockout.
God, sometimes I just wish you'd turn your mic off sometimes. One of the most challenging things to teach kids can be the importance of sharing. Mm-hmm. But one woman is going viral for saying, no, we don't need to do that. She says that if her kids have a scooter, a toy, bubbles, or a snack, quote, they're not sharing with your kids. They don't have to. Well, isn't that nice?
That's going to really help society.
She adds, number one, you should have brought your own stuff. Number two, that's their toy. They don't have to share with you. Number three, you don't have to do something just because somebody asks. What a lovely person this woman must be.
I bet she's fun. You know that?
For what it's worth, she says, if her kids want to share, that's cool. She also clarifies that this is regarding kids in public or at a park. It's very different if they invite another kid over to their house because then they're welcoming them into their space.
Into their house with all white furniture and white carpet. And please don't touch anything and take your shoes off.
Who's coming into your space today?
Don't share that carrot.
Give me a break.
I hope she has some car trouble and no one wants to help and share.
Yeah. Yeah. Not sharing my knowledge of the engine with you.
Would you share those jumper cables?
Well, big news over the weekend. Spirit Airlines abruptly shut down on Saturday, stranding everyone who had tickets and without any customer service to help them figure out what to do. In a statement, they said, we are not able to help rebook your flight, but we'll automatically process refunds for all flights. Well, that's good. At least they're doing that. We are proud of the impact of our ultra-low-cost model for the last 33 years and had hoped to serve our guests for many years to come. It wasn't shocking. Spirit has been struggling for years, going through two bankruptcies and failed mergers. And there's been a lot of noise in the past few weeks about surging fuel costs being the nail in Spirit's coffin. You hear that about airlines all the time.
Are they just going to focus on their Halloween stores?
Yeah, the Spirit Halloween store.
The pop-up Halloween store,
your local mall. So it's been a popular punching bag. A lot of those jabs were deserved. But just last month, it topped a list of America's best airlines. Remember that because of the price point? And it was one of the few budget options when you just needed to get from point A to point B. That's a stupid way to say that, in my humble opinion. Don't you always have to get from point A to point B? For Christ's sake, give me
a
break. You know,
you do. You got to travel.
Yeah. Hi, Breeze. Breeze. That's my latest low-cost carrier. Yeah.
Frontier is still there.
Mm-hmm. Frontier is still there, too. You can take off backwards.
That's wonderful. The seatbelt feels nice.
Finally today, a 23-year-old former Chick-fil-A employee in Texas named Keishon Jones has finally been arrested after a really bizarre scheme involving mac and cheese that he executed back in November. Keeshan was seen on security footage sneaking back behind the counter, ringing up around 800 mac and cheese tray orders and then refunding them to his personal cards for around $80,000.
I love this.
Chick-fil-A is always packed, but somehow he pulled this off in street clothes without anyone stopping him. He might have known when to strike because he used to work at that Chick-fil-A, but it was fired the month before. There aren't a lot of details on how he pulled it off or why he thought he might get away with it, but the managers noticed a loss of $80,000 in mac and cheese returns, looked at the video, and reported the theft. The police launched an investigation. Apparently, it took them 5 months to track him down.
Wow.
He faces multiple felony charges, including property theft, money laundering, and evading arrest. His arraignment has been delayed as Keeshan battles severe constipation.
No, he didn't eat the mac and cheese.
I'm no fan of the Chick-fil-A because it's always so crowded. But yes. This weekend, have you ever tried one of their frosted drinks?
What do you mean frosted drinks, like a milkshake?
Well, it's not like a milkshake. The one I tried was their lemonade and vanilla ice cream whipped together. So it's kind of like a milkshake, but
it's
the
a lemon
basis,
whip.
Is yeah. that what it is?
No. That's an ice
or
cream.
Lemon it's whip? Like a, lemon whip?
It's like,
three lemon
it's like
whips.
A stirred up float.
But it was dangerously tasty.
Okay.
Very, very good.
That's
so.
Good. All I know is your vanilla ice cream from Costco, which is one of the greatest recommendations you've ever made,
yeah.
Is gone. And most of it in my
Both
belly.
Of them?
And Scales told me that this morning. Yeah.
Wow. Right.
By the way, as much as I loved it, it will not be making it back into the house. Just too much of it.
This man is lying.
I'm just a man who can't say no.
When is the next? I mean, I know we've. Is your birthday the next one?
Catherine's. My daughter, Catherine.
No, but I'm talking about of the three in your home.
Yeah, mine's next.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I foresee a party.
Okay,
what
yeah,
goes
maybe,
better
maybe
with
then.
Cake?
Maybe then. That'll be a month and a half or so. Hopefully. Yeah, we'll see.
You'll have to go to Publix to get your cake, mm-hmm. and then you'll have to go. Unless, have you ever had the Costco cakes?
I have not. Are they good?
Amazing.
Really?
Of course they're good. Yes. Okay. Everything in that bakery section is good.
All right.
Then I look forward to it. But, man, I will tell you, it's the most fun gaining weight I've ever had. We have to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about a show on TV because I think we forget what happens in these court TV news of the moment situations. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty stunned by this tiny little fact that involved a very evil guy. We're going to do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. Ha! Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. There is a documentary. You know, Carl and I love documentary films. We really do. Or documentary TV shows. They're just interesting the way they do because they take so much time to do them. And in the case of that horrible serial killer in Long Island, they called him the Gilgo Beach Killer.
Yeah.
There's a doc that's out now about him. It's called The Gilgo Beach Killer, House of Secrets. Do you know? I don't know. I mean, that goes back. 25, 30 years, this guy doing it.
Yeah.
They have yet to sentence him. He will be sentenced. It's just recently that he's pled guilty about this. And this is a guy that murdered so many. It's insane. And when you've got a justice system that gets bogged down by bad police work.
Yep.
And the fact that the gist of this documentary, which I think is a message we should all take to heart, is that, you know, people are people no matter what. Were these sex workers that he murdered predominantly? Well, if, you know, what he has admitted to, I think there are more bodies to be found from this guy. But he, you know, the ones that he has admitted to, mostly sex workers. And in the era where they were doing the investigating of this situation, the cops really kind of put it on the back burner, didn't prioritize it because they were in the sex trade. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's such a great example of human beings should be treated like human beings no matter what. And, you know, were these women participating in something that's on the other side of the law? Yes. Were they women that deserved to be murdered? No. And because of that, and because of his ability to cover his trail, it took a very, very long time, A, to catch him, B, to even discover the bodies, then it took a long time to catch him. And then when I saw on, like midway through this series, we binged it over the weekend, that the guy hasn't even been sentenced yet, you know, he finally pled guilty. After years and years and years and years, and he won't be sentenced until the summer. And it just makes me realize that the justice system in America is not swift.
But isn't that on purpose? Isn't the whole reason it's slow so that we don't kill innocent people?
But I think that was more in design of our political system to be a slow, arduous process than the justice system. Because isn't there something about a swift and fair trial?
Yeah, and I think that
the delays are building up to the trial.
Okay, all right.
I think what you can point a finger at more than anything is bad, shoddy police work. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who are on the job, and I believe that job, the physical courage required in most cases to be a police officer is something the average person probably has difficulty understanding.
Yeah.
But there's not a day that goes by that there's not a police officer getting out of their car, walking up to a traffic stop, having absolutely no idea what could be on the other side. And I think that alone is what separates police officers who run to the danger from the rest of us. At the same time, when you blow off things because it's not a priority because of the type of women involved, I think that's that borders on criminal itself.
What they need to do is take a page of how the cops worked when they got Samuel Bateman on this. Yes. Have you seen the Sam Bateman show?
But the Samuel Bateman show, didn't they take a long time to find people that, you know, they finally found that FBI agent.
But not 19 years.
Just craziness as far as the, you know, looking the other way and not going for it. And that sucks. And they have to be held to a higher standard. And I think
Do they emphasize that in the doc or do they just mention
it? Yeah, they focus on the fact that these police officers who were investigating these crimes once the bodies were discovered. By the way, that area of Long Island where the bodies were discarded was so thick with underbrush and it was difficult to even move in there. He didn't bury these bodies. He threw them in there because he knew it was so difficult to get at and difficult to see because of the brush that was involved. So once they finally did, because they were these sex workers, they didn't handle it the way they would have. You know, it's always
they're blasé about
it. It's also because his victims are people who already cut friends and family out of their life. So there weren't people demanding what happened to this person.
Yeah, and they make a point that although that's true, in some of the cases, they do have loved ones that, were still active in their lives and paying attention to what was going on. It just sucks. It really does. And this guy studied how to cover his tracks. And, you know, he had a wife. He had a kid.
That's always the wildest thing to me when they lead a perfect double life.
Lived in Long Island, worked in the city, and just a lot of the crap happened when his wife was out of town.
I'm waiting now because we're going to get a lot of guys caught. because they're going to Google or go to ChatGPT and say how to hide this body. And mm-hmm. They're going to go and just confess right to the computer.
Yeah, and it'll be waiting there for the cops when they get the computer.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's check it out if you're interested.
I watched your other documentary, Mike, about the murderer, and now I'm not ever going to walk by a Red Bull can without wondering what's under it.
Wow. I mean, how brave was she, huh?
Well, she was great. Yeah.
You know, and I think, I don't know, I would like to do a study. I'd like to commission a study right now. You can start at our house with watching all these murder documentaries and Datelines.
Will there be snacks?
And what it does to your brain, actually, yeah. at the end of the day. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. It can't be healthy. Even when I'm in the middle of doing it, it can't really
No, I think it is. It lets you know that you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It emphasizes the fact that ultimately the good guys will get you.
Right.
It emphasizes the fact that the technology is out there. Oh, no. If there's any one of us that would be on the edge, it would be me. And
do you ever find, though, like you're watching this, like you're watching a documentary or you're watching a Dateline yeah. about an evil, a man who arranged to have his wife whacked, yeah. mm-hmm. and then you find yourself looking at your significant other like this?
Sometimes she looks at me like that.
Who knows?
Actually, when we watch Dateline, I usually sit in the room with Carrie and I just keep saying to myself, please don't let her talk. Don't talk. Don't talk. Please don't talk.
Well, you get her to stop talking by just you talk like Keith Morrison. Wow.
Wow.
So the question is, who is going to go into the kitchen to get the snacks? It's not a far walk. Snacks are good. Make watching TV tastier. Yet nobody wanted to take the time to go get them.
Hey, there Keith, you go. Who's going to do the dishes?
The dishes, each, she walked into the kitchen and noticed that there were three empty bowls with the residue of Kirkland Supreme Vanilla Ice Cream, all eaten by Mike. At that point, she knew we had a problem on our hands.
Wee-oo!
What did I do to the camera? What the hell did I do here? Anyway, let's take a break. When we come back, we have a game.
We have a game.
Very excited about that. We're going to do that, and I'm going to figure out when my light's broken. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show and watching it at the same time. We love you, and we'll be right back, everybody. Hey, fudge cutters. Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30 plus pounds or just the last five, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. You know, I don't say this very often when I'm talking about Carla's business, but the peptides that I am involved with for the energy and metabolism, I do that every week now. I've talked about the weight loss at the same time. They really do change your life for the better. So if you want to find out all about them and you want to do things, even if you're somebody who wants to get better hair and nails, type of thing, it's just incredible. Go to DermGlowSkin.com and check her out. All right, Rob, we got a brand new game that we want to play here right now. I like this when you suggested it. It sounds like fun, and I am ready to believe you. I really am.
All right, I believe we shall call this one Drug or Pokemon. And this is based on
medicine or Pokemon.
Medicine or Pokemon. Okay, yes. Perfect. The do you remember many years ago there was a college professor, I think it was in Wichita, that would include aspects of the show in his final exams?
I remember that. Yeah.
So this guy, this professor, he actually teaches pharmacology, and he did on his final, in the name of love.
I was out of focus. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Barrister.
In his pharmacology final, he did a list where you had to guess if these lists of things, was it a Pokemon or was it a prescription? And I will allow you guys.
I think I'm going to do really well at this.
Okay. And because we flipped a coin backstage, Mike gets to go first.
All right, I'm ready.
Mike, is it a Pokemon or is it Pokemon or prescription? I guess we should call it because of the two.
Well, I'm glad you finally worked it out. Pokemon or prescription?
And, you know, sometimes the ideas happen as we go. Mike, Centret. S-E-N-T-R-E-T. Centret.
Prescription.
No, that is a second generation normal Pokemon.
Josh is shaking his head like he knew. You knew?
I would have. I thought it was a Pokemon. Yeah.
Okay, you win. All right.
But yeah, but you only thought. You didn't like have any basis in fact, right?
He had the vibe.
No,
sounds
like a Pokemon to me.
Mike, still no points on the board.
Okay.
Josh.
Yes.
Vibrava. That's V-I-B-R-A-V-A. Vibrava.
A prescription.
That is a Pokemon, a second edition ground dragon.
They are just like drugs.
They are. They are. Okay, Mike, number three, Voltaren.
Prescription.
Hey,
yeah,
it is, Mike.
Commercial.
It's an analgesic.
It's an arthritis prescription, right?
Probably. It
because
just says it's an analgesic.
Those are the ones that I pay attention to because I'm old and brittle.
Josh, your chance to catch up because right now Mike is the only one with any points on the board. Gliscor. Gliscor. G-L-I-S-C-O-R. That is not a prescription. That is a fourth generation ground flying Pokemon. Sorry, buddy.
Now, I should say this, that the one I got was simply because I had remembered the TV commercial for the drug. Otherwise, I'm not doing a stellar job here. Go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. We are up to Mike again. Mike, Milotic. M-I-L-O-T-I-C. Milotic.
That's a Pokemon.
Mike, you are running away with it. That is a Pokemon, a third generation water Pokemon, but I'm sure you knew that.
Yes, of course. Yeah, oh, that's a valuable card.
Josh, Luxic. L-U-X-I-Q. Or it could be Luxeek. Luxeek, L-U-X-I-Q.
I'll go Pokemon.
You're not good at this.
No, I'm not. I'm never good at any of your games.
You just shook your head at the beginning like, I thought you were going to run the table.
I recognize the name of the first one.
It's a topical steroid.
Okay, well, very. What's it called again?
Luxeek.
Suxeek?
Luxeek, L-U-X. Okay. Like that popular hotel in Las Vegas, the Luxeek.
The Luxeek.
Mike, let me get this right. Decadron. Decadron, D-E-C-A-D-R-O-N.
That screams Pokemon.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
Sorry.
Because it's a drug. It's a it's a cortisone-based steroid. Cortisone steroid.
I've had a few of those shoved into my bones.
Josh, Qvar. Q-V-A-R.
He's tossing
it's got to be a. It's got to be a Pokemon.
Yeah, it has to be.
It has to be. Well, but it's not. It is an asthma drug.
He loves this because it's such a great game. It really is. You can only do it once, but this is a great game. Qvar, that is it. What is the Qvar drug? What is that?
It is. Its name is B-clamethasone. It's an asthma drug.
Do you need new glasses? Because you're practically leaning into the page.
Mike, do you listen to this show?
Yes, I know you do.
I have cataracts.
All right. Okay, very good. Good. I hope you get them fixed.
That's also
me
a Pokemon.
Too. That is a Pokemon. That's what they drive. Right. Number
Cataracto.
Nine, we're up to Mike. Mike?
Yes.
Marowak. M-A-R-O-W-A-K. That's kind of like our names together. Marowak. And Whack. Marowak.
Sounds like a cannabis-derived product. Okay. I'm going to go drug.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is. Yeah, okay, now I know I got it wrong. He loved it. He can't help but giggle when we screw up.
That's a first-generation ground Pokemon. Josh, Ticklid. T-I-C-L-I-D.
That better be a Pokemon, because I don't want a doctor giving me a Ticklid.
I got an aquarium full of them out in the microphone.
God, it's an antiplatelet drug.
Ticklid?
Ticklid.
Wow. It's a suppository.
Your cow?
I don't, all right. How many do you have left? Because I want you to save this for tomorrow. I want to come back and do it.
You know what? Let's stop now because that leaves us with 30 more. And
oh,
Mike, congratulations.
God, 30 more. We can do it all week.
Mike, congratulations on your victory so far. You are two up and Josh is no points on the board.
That means I only got two right.
You are king of prescription or Pokemon.
Holy ticklet, Batman.
That's 24 hours to study.
That is really, really exciting.
I'm going to go take my Qvar.
That's so much. What a thrill that is. We'll take a break. When we come back, I've got probably a handyman story. I blew
or
it.
Did you want to do the beautiful video?
Are we that far in the show already?
Yeah, we should do some beautiful video.
This is that break, really?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because we did news and then we did the documentary.
We had so much fun. Okay, do you have beautiful video?
Luckily, I do.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm sorry I lost my place.
It's all right.
It's because of my light flashing at me. Off.
No.
Off.
It's because you're thinking about Hold'em.
Josh, the off light that's coming up is getting faster. Does that mean something's charging
you're gonna
up?
Die. What?
Shut
yeah,
up.
It's a countdown. I don't know. Is there an on button you can press?
Maybe I'll try it.
Maybe press it during this commercial.
Okay, let's play the commercial. Hey, what's your beef? I'll tell you what I hate. Paying top dollar to my local grocer for overpriced, underwhelming steaks. And then cooking them up and saying, meh, it's too much money and too much grief. That's why this podcaster relies on Omaha Steaks. Right now, taste the difference and take an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Omaha is my favorite because they do beef right. Unmatched quality, incredible variety, and every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Each steak is perfectly aged for maximum tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917. And they're still raising the bar. From tender USDA certified steaks to juicy burgers, versatile chicken, pork, and more. Omaha Steaks delivers unbeatable quality and variety every single time. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high quality protein right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code, so don't mess with it, Clyde. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Let's eat.
Ah!
It didn't work.
It did not?
It didn't. Yeah. It's still flashing.
But I'm fine. I'm fine. As long as I'm not
bored. Well, I during that break, I sold a skirt for $32. $28 profit.
Wow. Welcome. So what are you going to wear tonight?
Welcome to the dumbest show in America. Play the thing, Rob. Go ahead.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
So many things to get to today. Let's start with this because it won't make sense to do it tomorrow. Historic victory at the Kentucky Derby, which seems to have been done under the darkness of secrecy this year.
I don't know
because
I
didn't hear any
it.
Press coming up
I didn't
to it.
Either. I didn't either. I don't know what's wrong.
I found out about it at about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and
can
I did
I ask
not
you
watch
a question?
It. Sure.
4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Did they run it at a different time?
No, they always start the coverage at like 2, and the race always goes off 6:30. Right? Yeah.
I don't know where I was. Oh, I guess it's because I thought it was Saturday when it was Sunday. Because I'm old.
Now, Mike, the winner is called Golden Tempo. Okay. And anyone who had any sort of bet involving Golden Tempo, including a box bet, did very well because he went off at 24-1, which is almost unheard of odds for a winner at the Derby.
What were the odds at race time for Orville's testicle?
Even money.
Okay.
Mike, but the most amazing thing, and we'll see it here. This horse, Golden Tempo, comes from last place to winning the race. Now, I've heard of come from behind victories.
I haven't watched the race yet.
But this is amazing. Watch the conclusion of the race.
Commandment is coming with his rally now as they round the far turn. And Ocelli is picking it up with a wide bid as they come for the top of the stretch where Denon Bourbon has taken charge. Denon Bourbon's off the turn and he's got a 3-length lead heading for the 8th pole. Ocelli and Commandment are closing in. Renegade rolling down the top of the track and Golden Tempo from far behind. Denon Bourbon trying to fend off Ocelli. Renegade. And here's Golden Tempo. Golden Tempo from off the pace to win the Derby. And a career defining, a racing defining win.
Isn't that amazing?
That is a cool. I got to go back and watch that whole thing. That is very, very, very
and
cool.
Also historic. Because stop it. Also cool. That was the first horse to win the Derby with a female trainer.
You
so
know,
congratulations.
It's interesting that it was
great.
Raining. So, you know, speaking of sloppy track, we had a girl at American University.
No, we're not talking about that now. We're talking about Florida. You live there. It's nice.
I do live in Florida.
And here's something you don't see very often is when a policeman was called because an alligator was in an intersection.
Oh, we got a gator that's sitting in the middle of a roadway.
There you go.
Who looks a little unhappy with us.
Okay,
and
he's
probably
funny.
Everyone around here.
He's pretty big. What would you say,
and
6 feet?
And I got to figure out what we're going to do to get him away from all these people.
Is this
people
the cop we're
cars.
Listening to?
Hey, yeah. Guys, go back over there.
Yes.
Right now, I'm just going to push him over here until your traffic gets
no, that's
here.
A small guy.
Like right now, I'm trying to get him off the roadway. Hopefully right here where he can hang out, where no one's around him.
He can drag you underwater.
There yeah. We go. Just take a rest for me, buddy.
Watch out. This thing can go
yep. Yeah, once that gets on, this game is going to start doing
death rolls.
Death roll
coming.
Rolls.
It's going to roll
over. That's what you said. You said it. You said death rolls. He said death rolls. But
yeah.
That's
death
great.
Death rolls.
Later on that same day, the gator came from last place to win the Kentucky Derby.
Yes. Really, I mean, and we have to wait till the end of the summer, but I urge everybody to come down here in August for the gator races.
It's wonderful.
Now, lots of fun.
How long since you've ridden?
Oh, you know, my knees have never really recovered.
I know. The secret is Mike always had the gators with the longest legs.
I did.
Mike, I'll tell you something about Baltimore. Is they have some of the best baked goods you can get. You can get burger cookies. You can get black and white cookies.
What are burger cookies?
Burger cookies are shortbread cookies with large bits of chocolate on top.
Yeah, lots of fudge chocolate on them.
Yeah, okay. Almost like a fondant.
Okay. is that the one where they got the cookie with the, like it almost looks like a Hershey's Kiss on top of it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. No.
It can. I mean, I've seen them glopped on that high, haven't they?
No,
because it's an amazing amount
of chocolate, and they dip almost the entire thing. They dip like 2/3 of it into the chocolate.
Okay, all right.
Okay, have you ever? But I know you've seen a black and white cookie.
Yeah.
Because you know they're two colors.
Hold on, it's got the glaze on either side, right?
Right, that's the one. But this truck from Ballmer was a bakery truck, and it was headed up to Newark to drop off some baked goods. And it had a bad time when it drove by Newark Airport. This video, courtesy of Josh. This bakery truck is hit by a landing plane.
Oh my God.
Holy fuck.
Oh my goodness.
It was like a United airline. It was a big 747.
It was United. And the thing that is the most horrifying thing about it, listen to it. And the whistle of the plane getting closer right before it hits is amazingly scary. And this guy's just living his best life.
Minor injuries.
I'm like, so, and nobody was hurt on the plane?
No, the plane landed fine.
Yeah.
The plane acted like he wasn't even there. But minor injuries. They say that. I guess at Newark, the planes come down so low there for landing and the highway's so close that it was surprising it's taken till now to happen.
Well, they're going to make some changes there. I mean, get the active runway a little further away from the highway, maybe.
And also getting less baked goods from Baltimore. That's a mess.
Okay, y'all have to have your priorities. I understand that.
Mike, I'm just curious. If golf was changed, you've been talking, you know, let's close with that. Let's do one more first. Have you ever seen the largest nut in the world?
Yes, I have.
Mike, I think you know. I think you know it's called the butt nut.
Okay.
And I didn't think it was true. The butt nut until I saw this video from the Smithsonian.
Today we're looking at the largest seed in the world, the butt nut. Bigger than an apple seed, nectarine seed, mango seed, and even a coconut is this.
Show it again.
The coco de mer. The seed of coca de mer can be referred to as a nut, and its odd shape has given rise to a common name of butt nut or bum nut. In fact, the original scientific name is Ledoicea helpige, which in Greek means beautiful buttocks.
Thanks for sharing. I appreciate that.
It's not an edible seed, but if you are going to partake,
so you say,
it's best to ask permission.
Okay. What's the last one you got?
The last one. You've talked about perhaps giving up golf.
Yeah.
What if we found a new variant on golf? Could it bring you back?
Well, I'd have to see. Do you have it for us?
Yeah. This is a fun game because, Mike, in this game, your number of strokes doesn't count. It's your speed. It's racing golf.
Oh, and they're all... Oh, come on. Great shot.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. Oh, my
God. This stroke gets pretty dangerous.
It's like 16 balls in the hole.
Doesn't look like the nicest course I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. You think a nice course is going to last us?
No.
Now, you guys, you say what you want. I'm sorry. You say what you want. That was at Pebble Beach, all right?
Yay!
So just cool your jets. Anyway, wow. Mike, that's...
And there's your cookies.
Okay. All right.
Oh, there they are. So those are the burgers cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those look good.
And they come from Burger Bakery, right? I mean, there's knockoffs, but there's a real Burger Bakery, right, John?
You know what you...
Yeah,
you,
yeah, they're a bottle one.
You know what you need with that? You need some Kirkland vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, and a butt nut.
If that stays out of my house till my birthday, we're going to call that the summer miracle. We got to get out of here. For Josh Soroka, Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara. Said, thank you, all you chat groupers. Please pass the word on that. You were great today. The more, the merrier. And don't forget our little QR code. I don't see it right now. We got a QR code if you want to donate to the show. We'd appreciate that. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. So long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!
Nice beaver.
I commandeer this stolen money by order of the Peaky Blinders.
This is a Monday.com ad. The same Monday.com helping people worldwide getting work done faster and better. The same Monday.com designed for every team and every industry. The same Monday.com with built-in AI, scaling your work from day one. The same Monday.com that your team will actually love using. The same Monday.com with an easy and intuitive setup. Go to Monday.com and try it for free. Yes, the same Monday.com.